USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has ordered airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the airstrikes. And the death toll from the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 9 people as the search for survivors entered a fourth day. 152 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse of the 12-story building early Thursday morning. The city of Surfside, where the tower is located, has declared a state of emergency, along with neighboring Miami Beach, where much of the staging for the search and rescue effort have been taking place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
One cruise ship has returned to the high seas. Tim Berg has the details.
The first cruise ship from a U.S. port in 15 months has set sail from Fort Lauderdale. The cruise ship Celebrity Edge left Florida just after 6 p.m. local time Saturday night on a 7-night voyage with stops in Mexico and the Bahamas. The ship is sailing at 40% capacity to allow for social distancing. The entire crew is reportedly vaccinated for COVID-19, along with most of the passengers. At the helm is Katie McHugh, who is the first and only American female captain of a large cruise ship. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel has died. He served 2 terms in the Senate, becoming best known for reading the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record in 1971. He also ran for president in 2008 and 2020, confronting then-Senator Barack Obama during a 2007 debate over nuclear weapons. Mike Gravel was 91. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
China expert Gordon Chang is warning that President Biden's newest insistence on more outreach to China is yet a new debacle in the making. The actual details on Biden's links to China likely haven't been fully revealed. Now Chang, the author of The Coming Collapse of China, has written at the Gatestone site that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan revealed Biden desires more engaging with China. Chang charges that view is naive, arrogant, and almost always incorrect. Dan Naraki has more on the Justice Department's lawsuit against the state of Georgia.
The Department of Justice has announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote. But Georgia's attorney general says the suit is a campaign flyer instead of an action to uphold federal law. Chris Carr tells Fox News that the state's law actually expands voter access.
The United States Department of Justice is playing politics. They're not trying to uphold the law. And this action that they filed, this blatantly political action that they filed, is factually, legally, and constitutionally wrong. Anybody who actually takes the time to read the Georgia law sees that it strengthens security. It expands access, and it improves transparency in Georgia's elections.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.